Welcome to Sincerely Trish. Through stories, memories, and life lessons, Trish will offer insight in how to live your life with meaning, purpose, and love, even when faced with the unimaginable. Let's roll.
Hello, welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 12. We are into December, we are into Advent, and I have my little Christmas necklace here, which I will put down so it doesn't affect anybody's ears. Today I want to talk about tipping. We're having a little bit of work done in our house, and I have a painter here. And our house is not very peaceful right now. I have tarp and things all over, but I know that it'll look beautiful for Christmas Eve. And every day I enjoy talking to my painter. And on the side, he delivers the Buffalo News. And this is his first Christmas delivering the paper because everybody quits in January, right? So you always want to work through December to get the tips. Well, he started last January, and you know that was a really, really tough winter. And I cannot tell you how much a tip matters. Now, I understand that money runs through us like water during this time of year, but the feeling that he gets when he receives a card with tip money in it, I can just tell you, it's a very, very emotional experience. It's very deflating when he does not receive any envelopes. And he even has said to me, it's not even the amount, it's the card. It's acknowledging his hard work. Getting up all year at 2:30 in the morning, putting all the newspapers in bundles, paying for those orange bags, in all kind of weather, and you only get like 12 or 13 cents per paper. I just want to let you know that tipping really is a statement. It's a statement for respect. It's a statement for goodness. It's a reflection for the good guys, I think. It's saying, you know what, you're important and what you do is important and you are worth it for me. I will admit, I have not always tipped in the past, but no way, no more. Now that I see firsthand how much it means, how important it is, you better believe I am going to tip. Remember that tipping is an emotion. So tip your paper carrier, your mail carrier, your exercise instructor, your hairdresser, whoever performs a service for you, that you want to make sure that they know how important they are in your life. And again, he even said it doesn't matter the amount, it's the respect, it's the gratitude, it's showing you care. That's what matters. I have a great guest today. Her name is Becca Wan. And Becca is getting married this weekend. Yes, she is. Becca Wan is a fantastic basketball player. And she also is a fantastic soccer player. Can you imagine being so athletic that you played two sports at the University of Richmond in Division I, and you were good enough to be starters not only in soccer, but in women's basketball? Truly amazing. Natalie saw Becca Wan and all of her gifts, and she was just really thrilled whenever she went on the court because she knew she was going to give it all she had. I'm proud of Natalie too, because Natalie taught Becca how to swim. But more importantly, and along the same lines as tipping, Natalie gave an example about how to treat and interact, respect, and observe people, about how you can be the bright spot on someone's day without even that much effort, how you can make someone's day very easily. I'm proud to present to you the bride-to-be, Becca Wan.
My name is Becca Wan. I was a player on the University of Richmond women's basketball team, of which Natalie was our director of basketball operations. But to me, she wasn't really my dobo. She was a workout buddy, a roommate on the road, a swimming instructor, and most importantly, my friend. My senior year, I got injured and told I couldn't play anymore. And Natalie, around the same time, taught me how to swim. Yes, as a 20-year-old, I did not know how to swim beyond a doggy paddle. And Natalie took the time to swim with me and teach me all the strokes. And she encouraged me through learning a new skill as a 20-year-old that I should have learned when I was 5. And in the end, the friendship that we formed and that we grew throughout that season, I wouldn't have made it through my senior year without her. There was a particular day at practice where I was struggling with not being able to play. And I was watching my team practice, and it was a hard day at practice for them, and I got pretty emotional on the sidelines, and I didn't want my team to see me upset, but I was just sick of not being able to play and not being able to contribute, and I didn't think anyone saw me. I walked out of the gym and pulled myself together in the locker room, and Natalie was sitting on the sideline, and so I pulled myself together in the locker room and came back out, finished practice, and then went down to lift. And when I came back up on my desk, there was a little bag of dried fruit and a post-it. And the post-it said, "I hope this dried fruit helps to dry those wet eyes I saw at practice this morning. Love, Nat." On things that most people didn't, and the fact that she took the time to do that meant the world to me. And through that entire season, she was there for me in ways that I didn't know I needed someone there for me. Since then, that has impacted me in my life and the way that I interact with people so much. She has been still my example when it comes to how you treat people and how you interact with people. And I never saw Natalie have a bad day. And what Natalie taught me was that no matter what you're going through, you can always be a bright spot in someone else's day. And you never know what someone is going through, whether you can see it or not. But in your interactions with them, you can make a difference without that much effort to yourself. Probably one of the toughest times of my life. got the opportunity to become as close with her as I did. And what's cool for me is that one of the hardest times in my life and not being able to play my senior year, I wouldn't trade it for the world, because if I had been playing, I wouldn't have been able to be impacted by Nat.
That's just one of my almost absolute favorite stories about Natalie. I hope this dry fruit helps dry those wet eyes I saw this morning. What a thoughtful person. And Becca, you are an absolutely beautiful person. And you have a wonderful, wonderful life ahead of you. And Becca met a wonderful man at the University of Richmond, and they were the same year. So we wish them all the best. I also want to remind you to please tip. I'm telling you, when I talk to this Buffalo news carrier, knowing how he wakes up at 2:30 in the morning, knowing how he's walking up and down stairs, he's performing a service. Hey, let's make someone's day. Let's be the bright spot. Let's let our light shine. Thank you so much for listening. To Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Be sure to listen to upcoming episodes on her blog, poodlewalker.com. Remember to live so your life is a gift to others.